Blog Talk Radio.
Once a person is enlightened,
enlightened, he can't go back to being unenlightened. You know, it's not like you can turn off the light bulb, you know. It's always on. And you start to see things differently. You start to look at things differently. You start to feel differently about life in general. And you take on a very unusual commitment. I call it unusual because it's such a deep-seated spiritual commitment to doing something to better mankind, whatever that is. And by doing so, you enhance your own life. And in the smallest ways and in the largest ways, as our ambitions or our abilities allow. And and as you take on this endeavor, you meet obstacles that you wouldn't normally see, but you have an ability to challenge them that you never had before. Once that enlightenment reaches you, and a pathway opens for you, and eventually you come to realize that this pathway has been there for you all along, but you didn't really recognize it. And that is part of the illumination, if you will. And what I love about this particular piece is that it's a wonderful eye opener, and it's in such a spiritual, otherworldly text that feeling, and that it I believe it conveys this feeling that I just mentioned to you, this enlightenment and illumination, and where it comes from, and how it pursues, and how you get there. And so let me begin tonight by reading the Leaves of Moria's Garden, Illumination. Welcome to seekers. Welcome to bearers of the common wheel. Welcome of the East. They will ask, who gave you the teaching? Answer, the Mahatma of the East. They will ask, where does he live? Answer, the abode of the teacher not only cannot be made known, but cannot even be uttered. Your question shows how far you are from the understanding of the teaching. Even humanly, you must realize how wrong your question is. They will ask, when can I be useful? Answer, from this hour unto eternity. When should I prepare myself for labor? Lose not an hour. And when will the call come? Even sleep vigilantly. How shall I work until this hour? Enhancing the quality of labor. One must manifest discipline of spirit. Without it, one cannot become free. To the slave, discipline of spirit will be a prison. To the liberated one, it will be a wondrous healing garden. So long as the discipline of spirit is as fetters, the doors are closed. For in fetters, one cannot ascend the steps. One may understand the discipline of spirit as wings. Whosoever will comprehend the discipline of spirit as illumination of the future worlds is already prepared. He who has envisioned evolution will approach it carefully, joyously brushing away the dust on the path. More important, there will be no fear in him, and rejecting the unnecessary, he will acquire simplicity. It is easy to understand that the realization of evolution is always beautiful. Yet they will ask, why at the beginning of the path is so much that is pleasant accorded and so much forgiven? It is because in the beginning all fires are full blown, and the called ones walk as a torch. It is up to him to choose the quality of his fire. He who comprehends the discipline of spirit will understand the direction of the fire and will approach the cooperation for the general good. The end of the path can be illumined by 1,000 fires of the general good. These 1,000 fires will light the rainbow of the aura. Therefore, the discipline of spirit is wings. Time was when even 100 warriors were counted a host. Then 1,000 were already an army. In time, 100,000 conquered the world. Afterwards, millions rose, but they did not alter the orbit of the spirit. And so I shall summon under the banner of spirit 1 billion. This will be the sign of my army. Consider when this manifestation will be fulfilled, and 7 banners will be affirmed. The spirit is perfect only when it is conscious of the cosmos. And it often happens, but we cannot always affirm ourselves in the realization of communion with the truth. The sky seems alive as we say, flies are swarming, thus interpreted our finest touches of unseen wings. The void is the treasury of the beginning, yet you feel the path of the beginning. Ponder each day how to fulfill my work. Teach the inheritors. Teach them beauty. Affirm their eye. Wherefore years when one may accomplish in weeks. It is easier to withstand a single roar than to permit thoughts to grow moldy. Therefore, I say, let us proceed. Therefore, I shall multiply your strength. I shall send, fulfill my will. Cautiously contact the earthly. When one is on the way, delicacies are not needed. For the inner work, let them sell the shield of lie. I wish to speak of the pure and carefully passed karma. Cautiously touch and tarred knots of destiny. It is much more dangerous to touch the already hardened past events which are dragging after you. Therefore, I warn that the non-fulfillment of the decrees, disrespect of the hierarchy, is more harmful than it seems. The flow of karma can be covered by the ice of understanding, but beware of destroying this covering by foolishness or by cruelty, which is forbidden under our shield. I repeat, guard the given path. To whom shall we speak? A mule can draw a cart. Is it possible that the human spirit will not compel the body to rejoice in labor? The mule carries the rider to shelter in stormy weather. Is it possible that the human spirit is disturbed by the flow of karma? The manifestation of teacher must be remembered. The shield must be held in purity. I will send all defense. I will send all possibilities. But hold the conduit firmly. Amidst the maddened crowd, veil the fire of the spirit. Read my book and be not terrified by the voices of calamities, for the blind do not perceive what is revealed to you. But I say for your benefit, evoke my name more often. Do you deem it pleasure to behold dead countries? But observe the downfall of the world of falsehood. Lie, 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 perish. The teaching should be better understood. The teaching should be applied resourcefully and smile at small stones. The teacher points out that you should learn to feel the bonds and which have united you to you by the manifestation of miracles. By a wondrous past, you are your sandals tied to the long journey. As was the past, so also will be laid the future. One cannot have respite from predestined meetings, and numberless are the sendings upon the pages of life. Thus all all is prepared, but do not tear my web. The whirlwind of folly blows away the best designs sent by me. One should not strew about treasures which are bestowed for manifestation to the world. Being a minor is not an excuse. It is better to celebrate the victory after the first battle than to wander underground. Therefore I say, walk together and cover yourselves by one shield. Let each one purify his breath without sprouting the dust of anger. And gathering the flowers of devotion, you will understand the usefulness of my path. Do I lead you by force? Compulsion is not our ally. But if we are walking together, why not give counsel? Therefore I say to you, think better and do not stumble. On our scales, the striving of the spirit is weightier than aught else. Success in life is strengthened only by the electricity of the prayer of achievement. The teaching of spirit creates the armor of the body. Sensing the lighting of the world, begin a new book for the coming winter. I teach you to understand wisely the future. Success will follow my people, and you must wisely follow my milestones. Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Afterwards, the receiving, and after that, the triumph of spirit. Each one has his goal. I provide the gateway fitting for the spirit. Through it, one may enter into a transformed world where the mind dwells at home in all lands. The spirit learns to fly when sorrow sharpens the eyesight. And the ray of realization of the infinite illumines the bestowed good. There is the path of earth and the path of wings. Discern and choose. Clouds are gathering, but the star of the morning ascends. Each moment of the spirit understanding adds a gem to the treasury of possibilities. Often, through illness, the achievements become intensified. St. Francis and St. Teresa were often ill. Pythagoras had heart disease. Their best surnas, often lacked some strings. Mothers, in their wisdom, foresee the occult condition at the birth of a child. The mother spirit knows how the enemy tries to harm the new wayfarer. During transitory time of gestation, it is easier to send the poison. It is easier to stir the mother's anger and to fill the home with the dust of discontent. Mothers try wisely to direct their eyes toward the images of saints or to be comforted through the beauty of nature. In giving, we receive. Disdaining objects, we receive the heavenly raiment. The form is animated by its content and is not forgotten. Daringly raise your shield. I ask one thing, do not weaken your strength with gold. My teaching does not like gold. There cannot be mercy when the law of karma must be fulfilled up to the sign. Karma will overtake one, but its quality may be altered by a voluntary sacrifice to unknown people. Sow better, sowers. Earth will soon be ready. If the world is not helped by a special manifestation, earth will not endure. I shall call into my house those whom I see approaching. The pending swords fill the spirit with pain. Fulfill successfully the work that is pleasing to me and advantageous to you, a friendly work which makes my house ready. Gather the images of love. In love, you will find the understanding of how better to adorn my house. Question your spirit as to what contents are befitting for my house. Reverence will prompt one how to manifest the beauty of the clean house. The manifestation of your labor is like flowers. You shall take not an obol, but I will requite 100-fold. Even a simple housewife say, do not soil the steps, or else you will have to clean them for your traces. Clean them of your traces. Simply, those who pierce the aura of the teacher and auras of those bound to him harm themselves. There is not punishment nor revenge, but there is the counterspark. Therefore, let them beware of touching our works, especially at present when the electric force is tense. Let it be said to those and to others who do not believe, better not touch. There may be thunder during sunshine, but blessed are those who strengthen the armor of the aura. Response can be given only to the pure in heart. Know how to combine the power of love with severity. Welfare and health are found in trust. The necessary is always prepared by Mr. Ray. By my Ray. Errors rend the tissue of the body. One should not consider as a loss of concession to cunning these scheming hands. The follower of wisdom likes to look far ahead. Stay the vile slanders by a smile bereft of irritation. The success of light-minded people is like the trickle of a small fountain, but a wise householder will labor to bring the water from the ocean and will then enjoy the eternal coolness of his fountain. Cease speaking of enemies when an achievement can kindle a great light. Solitude will transmit the message better than the murmurs of crowds. And the world's basin is overflowing with bacilli. The web which covers it quivers. But the magic flower must be plucked or on earth by human hands. I am with you, but when I come silent, it means that I am receiving in my shield arrows which are intended for you. In unity, should look toward the day of manifestation when knowledge will enter my house, for the carriers of knowledge are already born. This is so pregnant with meaning that I don't know if I should pause and reflect on those statements or continue. To me, the message is quite clear, but to the listener or the reader, or in this case, I should say the listener, it may not be, perhaps because of my reading, but I believe that what this is saying is that we are protected. And we are once we understand the essence of the cosmos, that there's a great, great, great being that created us, created all of this for a purpose, then we understand that it's up to us to find that path that was meant for us, whatever it may be, the career or the, you know, spiritual path or whatnot. As we get older, in one's pursuit of gold, which everyone pursues, miss the cosmic wisdom that prevails all around us. And we think that gold can buy grass, gold can buy seed, gold can buy food, gold can buy everything, gold is everything. But that's simply an illusion. Gold is simply a metal, it's a rock. What man puts into that ridiculous value, you know, that creates value to mankind. But if man puts in that same value into his work, into his labor, into his love of his family or his relations or his whatever, then that in itself is far more rewarding. And if it's gold that you wish for, gold will come. But if it's gold, but if it's love that you wish for, if it's needs of the spirit that must be fulfilled, then that will come. But only if you pursue the proper pathways to get there. And my pathway has been a very strange one over many years. And to my amazement, I'm still alive and here and able to share it, I guess. But difficulty upon difficulty upon difficulty. I'm amazed that last year at this time I was, I hate to say it, but, you know, I was near death. And for some reason, God created the circumstances for me to be healed. I created the circumstances to be sick. by neglecting myself in ways that I didn't really think I was. Neglecting my body. Neglecting my health. Working to achieve something so important to me, but yet not important to anyone else in the world. You know, and for that there was some great despair that came to me that probably brought me into that state. But somehow God was there to catch me for my folly, and caught me, and I was cured. I happened to have very good medical staff, excellent surgeons, and you know, just amazing. I mean, I was operated on for 5 consecutive days, saved my life. I was like, man, you know. And for me to be here now, I just consider it a miracle. And knowing the horror that I went through last year at this time, exactly this time, I was in intensive care. So my belief is not like anyone else's, I guess, who hasn't gone through that. But I honestly believe in cosmic wisdom, you know, and and that we're all sure that. And that the illumination is basically when you come to that realization that you are just, you are a part of it. And you are a special part of it in regards to your pathway. But you can fall, and you can fall seriously. And you can get into addictions, and you can, you know, become totally lost. And when that happens, unfortunately, you know, you hope there's loved ones around or someone around who can lead you back, or possibly your own faith can straighten you out. We sometimes, like myself, I have to be hit over the head 100 times before I wake up, or until I go unconscious, and, you know, then it really doesn't matter. But you hope that you wake up, and whether or not I have or not, I don't know. I feel there, and each moment in my life is structured to the point that it is, it has meaning. Even if I'm doing nothing, it still has the most precious meaning to me. That I choose to be sleeping, or I choose to be awakened, or I choose to do nothing, or I choose to be here, you know, talking. All of this is just part of what I choose to be. And it's all a pleasure, as opposed to a pain, you know, or a nightmare of oppression, you know, and suicidal thoughts. No, it's not that. It has a different, full different meaning. Let me continue with the illumination. This next segment is quite eye-opening. I speak of alien bridges and gates. On the way, alien bridges are encountered, but must cross them hurriedly. One must cross them hurriedly, not looking downward, having but one wish to reach quickly the other side. Also, do not pause before foreign gates, but demand the right of way without disturbing your calmness, because your way is determined. One must, with pure thoughts, close one's pores to bad air. But when times are difficult, repeat, nevertheless, I am going into a garden of beauty. I fear not the predestined gates. Why is the shield above me? To safeguard me. If new dams arise, I shall cross them, because I do not fear. Why merge into the astral world? Those rejoice who have suffered, who are aflame in spirit, and who labored. But here are the sowers, and there the reapers. A rich harvest manifests itself from all earthly seeds. The kernel sprouts, and likewise understands masters the new dimensions of future seeds. Therefore, why question the astral world? Now about the messenger. Even as in life one hastens to meet the postman, in the same way one must stretch out one's hand towards our sending. A front of barbed obstacles impedes our messengers, but you have the miraculous shears for cutting the obstructions. By keeping the aura clear helps the messengers to reach you. It is difficult for a dove to fly in the fog. I lead you by the speediest path, and at the moment of obscuration, I am ready to send a messenger. But open the doors to him. It is difficult to stand knocking in the rain. Love the solitude of thought. When the sparks of understanding weave a wreath of knowledge. And as I have vouched for you, so entrust yourselves to me. With the hand of power, I affirm the path to the heights. Apprehend the good when my envoys will bring the tidings. He has come. ordained, and on the way there are flowers. What do the far-reaching hands, dogs and tigers matter to you? Perform the great task of the living God. The meaning will be clear when you will look from the mountaintops. One must observe the sparks. Soon they will begin to merge into the flame of new understanding of the foundations. To build an arc between the ways of the full decline and the ascent is not easy. The carriers of spirit do not recognize each other. Hearken to and record the voices of strange figures on your way, and afterwards you will weld together these informations, thus revealing the ladder of practical possibilities. The knife of attention is sharpened. The bond gets stronger. Skillful sparks alert your power without infringing upon karma. I shall explain why it is important to heed the words and the given images. Our pupils have an exercise of thought in which out of the whole message a part of a single word is given, and perceiving the direction of the thought, each one adds to it according to his understanding, sensing that which is closest to him. But in time, the personal is superseded by a united consciousness, and upon a single word, there is built the complex structure. Thus is attained the code of spirit. Occultly, the circle appears as an impersonation of the human organism, broadened by possibilities. The central figures carry the honorary functions of the heart. The growth of the organism and its injuries are reflected upon the heart. The waving of the arms call forth fatigue and, furthermore, the non-realization of strivings. You already know the parable upon the ring dance and about the shield. You already know that the best number of the circle is seven, and five represents the extremities of the body. Supplements can carry only special functions, or else the acquittal of a karmic condition. It is difficult to form a circle, but it is still more difficult to make substitutions, because one cannot replace the heart by an extremity, and it is impossible to introduce an undisciplined spirit. For such cases, there are witnesses near at hand who will not burden the artery of a heart far away. Now about karma. If to the realized burden be added the bonds of karma, then how hard it becomes to carry the whole unorganized thinking. One can alleviate this by cautiously avoiding contact with the nerve perceptions. But human thinking so easily unbalances the scales, only to throw off its weight, which drags one earthward. But for each such gesture of the hand, the poor heart aches. It is a difficult task not to add enemies. One should be aware of the stones at the threshold, but one should not be distressed by them. Not two, but a multitude of hearts have been directed to you, and the net of possibilities is being woven by skillful hands. But do not tear the net. Pay attention to the manifestation of each day. Luxury must leave you. You will assume a distinct appearance, and you will find it in conformity with the nature of my country. To the utmost limits of brain must you be immersed in the realization of my possibilities. It does not befit anyone to become weary. The gnats are displeased with the breeze. They cannot reach you nor sting you. Do not make new enemies. They who are ordained for you will themselves come. Or boy, do they ever. And only the harmony of the battery can control the power. The ray can manifest its significance only when you act in accordance with decree. When you will speak in my name, say, the hand of the Creator is always in motion. Therefore, all is moving. You see upon your ring two spirals. It, as upon one may ascend. upon the other, one may descend. And even an arhat can descend by misuse of miracle. Be steadfast not only during the time of communion with me, but also when you are left to your own devices, because only then is the resourcefulness of the spirit forged. When they will suspend you of love for us, you will be vindicated by my shield. I shall send you 7 opportunities to manifest resourcefulness. Many window panes may be broken, and unfortunate and uncomfortable is the house with such apertures. But the will of the hierarchy you can preserve. By the will of the hierarchy you can preserve the entrusted treasure. Gird yourself with a determined desire, and looking at the ring, repeat, I will not descend. I will stop there for a moment and just reflect on that passage, because we all have so many enemies, we don't even know ones we have or why we have them. Many of them are right living within ourselves, right within us. Thoughts can be enemies. Lead us to depressions, lead us to anger, lead us into fights. You know, I'm that way. I can't help myself. I have to pursue knowledge. And if there's and 2 nights a week I do programs relating to politics and alternative news and international and environmental issues and activism and interview people and authors and journalists. And that keeps me grounded. And it keeps my message relevant to it keeps my work relevant, keeps me grounded into this third dimensional nightmare we exist in. And my Thursday and Friday night programs split my personality into that spiritual level that allows me to comprehend some things and allows me to accept the nightmare that we see before us. In some way, not always successful, but in some way I try. I hope that it allows me peace, it allows me introspection and wisdom, maybe, but definitely peace. And the peace I get from doing programs like this show tonight is that regardless if one person listens or 1,000 people listen, the message is the same. The message is from the heart. And the message doesn't change. These writings will be here. They have been since 1925, and they'll be here forever. They don't change. Whereas the news changes, people change, places change, politics change, laws change, everything changes there. But words of wisdom are eternal. They're always relevant to the human spirit. And I find it most important to try to try to convey that constant message in everything, even though the readings may change, the writers may change, they may change in different styles or variations. They are even messages, but the wisdom is there, which is what I strive for. And again, just to repeat, we understand. It says, the gnats are displeased with the breeze. They cannot reach you or sting you. So do not make enemies. They who are ordained for you will themselves come. In other words, you have enemies already ordained for you. People, places, issues that you must overcome on your path to illumination. Now I'll continue. Consider exaltation as a powerful manifestation on the way to us, meaning to the hierarchy. The old is for the old ones. My sign should be preserved in a new book with a new spirit through new action. When the raindrops tag upon the window, it is my sign. Taps upon the window, it is my sign. Let me repeat that. When the raindrop taps upon my window, it is my sign. When the bird flutters, it is my sign. When the leaves are borne aloft by the whirlwind, it is my sign. When the ice is melted by the sun, it is my sign. When the waves wash away the sorrow of the soul, it is my sign. When the wing of illumination touches the harried soul, it is my sign. Count these steps when you approach the temple, because each seventh step carries my sign. And when you will manifest a new understanding of my sign, you will receive the flash of the world's lightning. I have opened the door to you, but only by yourself may you enter it. I say irrevocably, while with me, while without irritation, while without doubt, the streams of possibilities are incalculable. Unutterable are the forces which serve you. They who carry the stone radiate the stars of benevolence. New possibilities are given each day. Weave baskets in which to gather these stars. Spread the linen of the tents to catch the gifts, for thus I lead you. Labor in the morning hours, in the evening rejoice in my name. I bid you a new way. I bid you on a new way. My ray, thy breath, my hand, thy banner, my shield, thy pride, my house, thy refuge, my mountains, thy marble, my wish, thy law, my manifestation, my happiness. May the spirit of our brotherhood abide with you. Penetrating through the teachings into the essence of the happiness bestowed, one must walk with firm tread, confident of resurrection of the greatest hope of humanity, based upon the stone. Let us in prayer await our destiny. Vicious voices are trying to spread dust. But remember that irritations are no better than dust, and avoid them. I teach through the manifestations of life. I give daily signs. A rose petals are strewn the signs, for the time is near. Think of the new world. Think of the procession of peoples. I repay 100-fold, but what is lost retards 100-fold. O ball of destiny, where wilt thou fall and whither rebound? Light has been revealed to thee. Succeed thou, ball, in reaching it in time. Restrain thy evil, cunning world. When you will stand at the wailing wall, remember that joy is coming. To you I say it. Turn to the east. Behold my dawn. Beauteous is the prism stored up in time. Precious is the flower planted in my hour. Do not spill the chalice of my hour. The miracle comes. Accept your heritage, waiting ones. The vessel of ancient times has returned. Why do you marvel at the given dates? We do not guess, we see. You will ask how you should gather. I will tell you to gather in prayer. Better be silent without the clatter of objects, without the raising of voices, because the wings of spirit grow in quiet. Dedicate in prayer the time of our communions, because for the communion shall bring the very best. The current of communion creates a wondrous ladder to the very loftiest manifestations of the Creator, a ladder of spirit. You can struggle in life. You can discern when is the hour to invoke my hand. How to await the development of works. As waves have their rhythm, so do the works grow. In measured rising and expectant flowing progression. Understand the hour of clarion. Heed the pace of life. In moments of silence, store up the teaching on the shelf of experience. How should one read the writings of the wise ones? One must isolate oneself and apply what is read to one's different moods. Where am I, newborn? Here am I, an old man. Here am I, an exile. Here am I, a sovereign. Here am I, blind. Here am I, one who has cognized worlds. To all sources apply all the conceivable greatness of the lotus. One should not hesitate. Walk like lions. Righteousness adorns your armor. I will reveal myself to you as an angler, and I will thrust my hand into the wheel of threats. I say that one should learn by the examples of attack. The fire of earth wants to break through. My command to disciples, and lawful is my request, is to walk sternly, but without irritation. Irritation makes one's vessel crystalline and fragile. A silver chalice better befits the stone. I check the shower of small arrows. Now the time is so near when the ancient pledge will be fulfilled. By spirit, retain the spiritual teaching. Only spirit can bring the kingdom of God unto earth. As simple as my words with the kingdom of spirit approach, as simply as last winter's dry leaves will be swept away, there is no past. There is the light of the future. By it walk. I summoned you from the gulf of life. I sharpened your teeth. I set before you the color of the banner. Understand the teaching with a full sweep of wings. To me, leads only the upper path, but the lowest path one cannot come. Hold my commandments under sagacious laws. Ascend by the most valiant thoughts, for I have lifted the flap of your tent with lightning. Spirit, forget about insignificance, and the predestined light is great, so walk. Pure thoughts are obstructed by gratuitous judgments of local people. It is difficult to hear behind the forest and the works you love. My laws must be defended. I want to tell you to proceed more boldly with all the power of spirit. The fetters of earth will not impede you. Success will accompany the courageous ones. As mountains, flowers find it hard to pass even one night in a swamp, so for you it is not easy. The enemy's stroke sounds upon the strings. But claws cannot compose a symphony, and many darts as my shield diverted from you. It is easy to dig a ditch, but difficult to erect a house. Hostile scoffing fills the corners with dust, but with a feather of the wing you will wipe away the dust. Therefore guard the wing. My sign can lead you. Keep my house in mind. Only thus will you attain. Your destiny is to avoid crowds, sending them the highest good. Pure is the silver, is the mountain silver, but one must find the way to it. But the dirt of these days is as not in the light of the future. One can understand people's wearisome thought when one peers into human breath. Like smoke, it clouds the air. Suffering is transmitted on the waves of the ether. Not sooner than the predestined date must the earth break the chain forged by men. Great is the light even by our teaching. Great is the light given by our teaching. Only the new to the new ones. To create a wave of power, it suffices to have faith in the signs. Thus mutually we help the manifestation of light carry within your inmost self a marvelous enlightened thought to see our house. When you feel the manifestation of an achievement, then remember that a wondrous thread is incandescing. Our soul rejoices to realize that none will stop you. I am sending you joy. Show attention. Manifest calmness. The convulsion will end. The judgment of the light-minded revolves like a wheel. The daring one asks for a bow. He will fetch the bird himself. Success should be nursed as a flower. My eye is your light, my hand your defense, my heart your anchor. One love holds the thread of the spirit's achievement. The gulf will not swallow the fire. Forward flies the shot. There is no turning back. Success manifests wings. Seekers of achievement, I will safeguard you upon this wave's crest and set you above a precipice as on an inaccessible tower. Desiring evil for others, they are themselves extinguished. Dark are the times. Hold firmly the shield. As water sprayed, so will be scattered they who retreat. Show a firm pace. Guard the heart, because a vessel which contains the whole world must be cautiously borne. Simply walk forward without wincing. Withholding irritation, you create a new sheath for the spirit. Even a steed gallops better when not frothing. As a spark create ozone, the sparks create ozone, so the work of the spirit weaves assistance. Just open a clean window and help flies in. That's amazing, you know. And we're almost at the end of the show. And I think I can get through this last paragraph into part two of this work, and then we'll go on. Possibly next week. Yeah. Knowledge comes only with the readiness of spirit, commanding and terrorizing. Courage can be gathered like lions. Only by his daily pay. Let people look at the task of polishing the stone, how firmly and cautiously moves the workman's hand, and only from his daily pay. Incomparable is the work of a creator. Knowledge comes only with the readiness of spirit, commanding and terrorizing are only for the enemies. I bestow on each according to his merit. The greater contributor will receive the more. I will reward every sacrifice. I will tame all forgiveness, all forgetfulness. I will give joy. Let him whom the fiery way is dangerous freeze with cockroaches. Be satisfied with the flow of wondrous benevolence, for hail strikes painfully. It is better to receive my ray. And who follows the new world will receive a silver staff. I avow that everyone and everything is tested who will be unafraid to rise to us. We can give a thread, but you must sharpen the needle. And material is given, but you must pierce it yourself. Walk the loftiest path. The sail should be snow white. And although through fire, through smoke, through miracles, through faith, walk. Sparkle with youth of spirit. Be most young and mobile. The sail of achievement is most lasting. Only exaltation of spirit enables one to cross the radiant bridge. I sow tokens. Gather them resourcefully. Your power will grow. But if you smother the flame, it will burn your hands. Let the flame of faith shine freely. The teacher watches each thought, ready to select the best seeds for the spirit. M and the understanding of Buddha's teaching leads one to the vital understanding of law. Conceived upon the Mount of Light, his law will be of much help on the way to knowledge. His teaching is my joy. My hand leads to knowledge. Smile when spiritual beggars are called scholars. Smile when someone speaks irreverently about the spirit's undertaking, when false books are read, when pure thoughts frighten the small of the soul. Learn to consider a decree immutable. You will marvel when the waves of people will raise the pledge of ancient times. The elements of the spirit are as contagious as those of the body. This is simply scientific consideration. Strike upon a table and the object will vibrate. So much more does a spiritual blow shake the nerves. You may touch old things and consciously expel the harm of accumulations. And that ends that part one of that work. And next week I'll go to part two of that same book. And there's actually a part three. So there's a lot of fascinating stuff here. So I want to thank everybody who joined me tonight. And of course, you can read all this if you go to the Agni Yoga Society. Right? Check it out. And the full book is there. The one we are reading tonight is book two, The Illumination. But and if you don't want to do that, you can go into my past. I read the entire series on our Thursday night programs about, I would say maybe, that must have been at least 3 years ago now. We've been doing this show at least 5 years now, 5 years. But I read the entire series about 3 years ago on this program. So 4 years ago. So please go back and look. They're all on. They're all available in our archives. And I wish you a very, very good evening. And I hope that you hope you enjoyed it. I won't be talking to you until the new year. And I wish everybody a happy and prosperous new year. And join us next Tuesday night. Which will be, I believe, the 3rd of January. So, in the meantime, I wish you all my very best, and I hope that you'll pursue reading this. And if not, join me next Thursday. But also join me on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday of next week. And we hope to have a great, great 2012. We hope that you join us to make that happen. So good night, everyone.